وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلًا مِّن قَبْلِكَ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَذُرِّيَّةً وَمَا كَانَ لِرَسُولٍ أَن يَأْتِيَ بِآيَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ لِكُلِّ أَجَلٍ كِتَابٍ.
We indeed sent many messengers before you, and we gave them wives and children. And no messenger had the power to produce a miraculous sign except by the command of Allah. Every age has its own revealed book. We indeed sent many messengers before you, and we gave them wives and children.
This is the answer to another objection hurled at the Prophet, peace be upon him. The unbelievers decried him for being one like ordinary mortals insofar as his life was also encumbered with such worldly concerns as those relating to spouse and children. They were at a loss to appreciate how someone who was God's messenger could also have sexual urges which would prompt him to marry.
And no messenger had the power to produce a miraculous sign except by the command of Allah.
This is the answer to another objection. The opponents contended that Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, was supported by the miracles of a white shining hand and the miraculous rod. Likewise, Jesus, peace be upon him, was also supported by miracles. He was granted the power to restore sight to the blind and to cure the leper. In the same manner, Prophet Saleh, peace be upon him, was supported by another supernatural token, that of a she-camel. The unbelievers would recount all that and then ask, which miraculous sign can Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, produce to support his claim to be a prophet? In response, the unbelievers are informed that the miraculous sign which a prophet shows does not represent his own innate power. The decision as to when a miraculous sign is shown and through whom rests entirely with God. Were God to decide so, he would show some miraculous signs through Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, as well. But since the Prophet, peace be upon him, lays no claim to the powers of God, it is not fair to ask him to come forth with miraculous signs.
يَمْحُو اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيُثْبِتْ وَعِنْدَهُ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ.
Allah effaces whatever He wills and retains whatever He wills. With Him is the mother of the book. With Him is the mother of the book.
This again is an answer to an objection raised by the unbelievers. They had asked why a new book should have been revealed even though the earlier scriptures were extant. They took note of the Prophet's claim that the earlier scriptures had been distorted, and that with the revelation of the Quran, which replaced them, the earlier scriptures stood abrogated. To this, the unbelievers responded, "How can a book revealed by God be tampered with? Why did God not protect it from such tamperings?" They also expressed their skepticism about the Prophet's claim that the Quran was the word of the same God who had earlier revealed the Torah and the Gospels. They contended that they were not convinced with the claim, since several injunctions of the Quran were opposed to the injunctions embodied in the earlier scriptures. In this connection, they pointed out that many a thing which had been made unlawful in the Torah was subsequently made lawful in the Quran. More detailed answers to these questions have been provided in the surahs, which were revealed later. Here the answer consists merely of a succinct explication of the matter. The expression, Umme al-Kitab, mother of the book, which occurs in the verse, refers to that original book which is the source of all heavenly scriptures.
وَإِمَّا نُرِيَنَّكَ بَعْضَ الَّذِي نَعِدُهُمْ أَوْ نَتَوَفَّيَنَّكَ فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْكَ الْبَلَاغُ وَعَلَيْنَا الْحِسَابُ.
O Prophet, whether we make you see a part of the punishment that we have threatened them with come to pass during your lifetime, or we take you away before that happens, your duty is no more than to convey the message, and it is for us to make a reckoning. Your duty is no more than to convey the message, and it is for us to make a reckoning.
The Prophet, peace be upon him, is asked not to fret about those who reject his message. He should not feel distressed about their fate, nor overly concerned as to when they would be subjected to God's chastisement. Disregarding all that and leaving the ultimate judgment to God, the prophet, peace be upon him, should steadily proceed with the task entrusted to him. It should be noted that while the present statement is apparently addressed to the prophet, peace be upon him, it is in fact meant for his enemies. The latter had often challenged the prophet, peace be upon him, and had asked him to bring upon them God's scourge, of which he had warned them, then and there.
أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا نَأْتِي الْأَرْضَ نَنْقُصُهَا مِنْ أَطْرَافِهَا وَاللَّهُ يَحْكُمُ لَا مُعَقِّبَ لِحُكْمِهِ وَهُوَ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ.
Do they not see that we are advancing in the land, diminishing it by its borders on all sides? Allah judges, and no one has the power to reverse His judgment. He is swift in reckoning, diminishing it by its borders on all sides.
The opponents are reminded that Islam's influence was spreading to every nook and cranny of Arabia. This naturally meant the shrinking of the unbelievers' influence and growing pressure upon them. Did these not indicate that they were heading towards their doom? What God says here, viz., we are advancing in land, is a very subtle and refined way of indicating the direction of the change which was then taking place. Since Islam is from God, who supports the propounders of that message? The spread of Islam has been characterized as the advance of God Himself.
وَقَدْ مَكَرَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلِلَّهِ الْمَكْرُ جَمِيعًا يَعْلَمُ مَا تَكْسِبُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ وَسَيَعْلَمُ الْكُفَّارُ لِمَنْ عُقْبَ الدَّارِ.
Those who lived before them also devised many a plot, but the master plot rests with Allah. He knows what everyone does. The deniers of the truth will soon come to know whose end is good. Those who lived before them also devised many a plot.
There is nothing new in the fact that the unbelievers had resorted to lies, deception, and repressive measures to thwart the voice of truth. In the past, people who wanted to achieve that purpose had resorted to more or less the same measures.
وَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَسْتَ مُرْسَلًا قُلْ كَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ وَمَنْ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ الْكِتَابِ.
The unbelievers claim that you have not been sent by Allah. Tell them, Allah is sufficient as a witness between me and you, and those too who know the scriptures. And so also do those who know the scriptures.
Everyone who has any knowledge of the scriptures will testify to the fact that the teaching of the prophet, peace be upon him, is exactly the same as that of the earlier prophets.